Y'all ready for this?
Yeah, just hit me.
Say, boy, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. What are you playing?
Hey, old school, man. Yeah, you don't know that?
I ain't mad at you.
Planet Rock? You don't know Planet Rock?
Yeah, that may be. Yeah, okay.
Okay, yeah.
Look,
your concussions again.
Soul Take Champions Live coming to you from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the number one show in all of Western Pennsylvania. And you should know this, it's the only all black owned, black produced, black written, black starred sports talk show in the state of Pennsylvania. I don't know how far across the country we go with all that, but it's a fact right here and now. So we're glad you're tuned in. We want you to stay tuned in. And my partner will tell you one more time how to keep you tuned in to Soul Take Champions Live.
Again, those of you listening, we really appreciate you listening, and we would like for you to continue and spread the word as well. We come to you every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. on UrbanMediaToday.com.
And I got to do this. Two things on the marketing end of things. We want to remind you that we have zoo tickets, a family pack of 6 zoo tickets to give away for the first person that calls in to Achieving Greatness Office, 412-628-4856, 412-628-4856. A family pack of zoo tickets. You can go to the zoo any day you want, as long as you get there before the year is out. Saturday, Sunday, all day, all night, don't matter. But if you want the tickets, you got to call and get them. We gave away 3 sets thus far, so this is the last set to be given away. 6 zoo tickets to the Pittsburgh Zoo, which is one of the top 5 zoos in the nation. Call 412-628-4856. And, Kev, I got to throw a shout-out to my good friend, your good friend, and I'm sure you guys know Larry Richard, KDKA Larry mm-hmm. Richard, and does a lot of Steeler stuff and the whole bit. No way in the world I get there without Larry Richard. I put a call into my friend. I've been a good friend for a lot of years, and he's well-connected. So you guys heard Earth, Wind & Fire was here last week, right? Earth, Wind & Fire was here.
We did a private party.
At a private party. Red, let me just tell you this. First of all, tickets are $500, so you know I wasn't getting there without some help. That's the first thing. Secondly, I called my boy Larry Richard. I said, Larry, I got to be there, man. He said, well, I can get you a VIP ticket, man, no problem. I said, well, there is a problem, because if my significant other finds out I'm going without her, me and you going to be in a world of trouble. So Larry Richard hooked us up. Let me just tell you this. So far north, out by Pine Ridgeland, mm-hmm. so far north, I was telling my friends that there's no streetlights. You know, when you go so far north, there's so much money, you don't need streetlights, because ain't no danger out here.
None.
You know, even criminals know not to come out here. That's how far north I was. Then they bus you from Pine Ridgeland to the backyard of a billionaire. 18 acres. Long story short, the walking distance from point of entry to the stage is about 14, 15 minutes. Mm. 3,000 people in the backyard of this cat's crib, 16, 18 acres. He built a stage that would rival any concert hall.
Just for the show,
equipped with concrete runways and lifts and all that. Not just for this year, but for a show every year. 3,000 people on the property amongst easily 50 tents, and each tent probably settled in 25, 30 people under each VIP tent. Mm. Not to mention the 20 or so, not just your typical porta potties. I'm talking about these very sophisticated, brand new hookups where you could live in this joint. I mean, wash basins and mirrors and look and all that, and you ain't touching nobody else's elbow. Mm. And I was privileged to be in the VIP tent with no fewer than your boy Dan Marino.
My man.
His foundation was being served because of kids with autism. Mm-hmm. Jerome Bettis, the Bus Stops Here Foundation, mm-hmm. Bruno Sammartino's new foundation. I had the great privilege of sitting with Bruno's wife and kids. Ryan Shazier was there. I don't know if you guys have ever seen Ryan Shazier's wife, but if she and Halle and J-Lo are standing side by side, there's no losers in that. I mean, this woman is gorgeous and as nice as a person can be. Ryan Shazier doing great, feeling great. Franco in his special charities. And I'm here to tell you this, a masterful job in the cat's backyard, man. Grand Funk Railroad opens up the show. Earth, Wind, and Fire kicks in as the main act. Mm. And I'm telling you, it was just an unbelievable. And let's not talk about all the food and drinks and the catering and the reception and the golf carts riding the celebrities in. If you can just picture that until midnight. Just unbelievable. So want to congratulate all the foundations that raise much needed money for their charities. Wanted to throw a shout out to my man Larry Richard and for Jerome Bettis, Dan Marino, Franco Harris. Oh, had the chance to first time ever meeting Bill Cowher. Okay. Great guy, man. I mean, everybody, you know, in those situations, yeah, your guard is down, you're comfortable.
Did you do any networking?
Well, you know how.
No, I'm tired of hearing about all these people.
Listen.
And you're not bringing them to the show.
Let me ask a question. Who in this room thinks I didn't do no networking?
That's why I'm asking.
Well, you know, I ain't putting it on the air, but you know how I go now. I'm in the area for, I give them 10, 12 minutes before I pounce. But I got the numbers. You know how I go. But meeting Bill Cowher was great, man. Very much more personable than I thought he was. Really good guy. So shout out to all that. And we want to congratulate everybody involved in raising that much needed money. So, Kev, I want to leave it to you to get your questions in on the college set and leave me a minute or two in this last. We got 8 minutes so that I can drill these guys on one last thing. But be my guest, man. I know you got some stuff you want to run.
Okay. Well, Penn State, we need some predictions. I put myself out there already. I'm going with Pitt.
Chris? Score.
Chris?
Score.
Score? I'm going with Pitt. I'll say 37-33.
You sound real serious about this upset, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Of course.
And I'll say, what's his name? McSorley.
McSorley, the quarterback.
The quarterback. He'll throw a pick at the end.
Interesting. I have Penn State. I'm going to go 28-14, Penn State.
28-14, Penn State. Okay.
So not a blowout either way from you guys.
I don't see a blowout at all.
Me neither.
Low-scoring game.
Yeah, I think McSorley, first of all, he can win. Pitt. He's a winner. He's going to figure out a way to win.
Okay. So, you know, Penn has this guy named Maurice French, and he's so bad. They had to spell his name with two F's. And he had two touchdowns last game.
How you see it, Rich? What you call it?
Well, I'm going to go with 31-28 Pitt. Just, they're at home. I think they can pull it off.
Rez, I've already asked this of Chris. Do you think, you know, 2 weeks ago, all the conversation was, we're only worried about the game this week. We're not thinking about the game next week. Well, the game next week is here. Do you think the Penn State boys got that last upset in the back of their head? Do you think they're a little, you've been in that situation as a player. You think they're thinking about you?
No.
No?
I think Penn State, especially the coach, he takes it one game at a time. I don't see him looking past anybody. And if anything showed you this, that Appalachian State game, I think he that was a wake-up call to let you know not to look past any other team.
But I'm wondering if you think that the Penn State guys were thinking about Pitt having upset them in the past. Is that in the back of their mind?
2 years ago.
Two years ago. I think that's water under the bridge. And if you're asking the Pitt guys, I don't think the Pitt guys thought it was an upset.
Good point.
The Pitt guys was coming in, that's their rival, and – we think we could beat Penn State any day, just like they feel they could beat us.
That's the big problem, that we haven't had that rivalry year after year after year, so you don't get that same type of hype. Whereas before, we'd be thinking about that. I think now these kids are just like, you know, they don't really know about it.
Right.
So let's go on record here for predictions for 2018 for both teams. I'll start with you, Chris.
I think we're down three. I see three losses.
And you see right here, that's what I had, 9-3.
Did you really?
9-3 for Penn State. What about
Pitt? I see 7-5 for Pitt.
Okay, pretty close. I have 8-4. Four, just looking at the schedules and everything. I see a winning
season for them just because of their schedule.
Okay, so
who do you have Penn State losing to?
I'll have to go back. I have them losing their first game this week.
Wrong.
Well, Ohio State should be one of them losses.
Yeah, so I have them losing to Pitt. I have them losing to Ohio State. I have them losing to the former Panther coach, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Okay.
Everybody talks about Wisconsin.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, I wasn't impressed. Yeah, I wasn't impressed with them, though.
They just went.
You weren't? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, he's tearing it up since he's been there. In the fourth game, who did I have them losing to? It wasn't Michigan. Michigan, I don't know about them.
Well, Iowa gives them the blues every year.
Every year.
Yeah, that game is at Penn State. So I think Penn State has an advantage there. So I said three losses, right?
Yeah.
So those are the three.
Yeah. So are you guys going to the game? You going to the game, Reg?
No, I'm not going to go. I think I'm going to – the guys are coming in. They want to do a party somewhere off the grounds.
You're going to get it in, though. You're going to get it in. That's the plan.
But you guys see how it works, right?
Oh, absolutely.
See, I threw that recording from last week on Bill. Now I have them over there scared to give a prediction for Penn State and Pitt because he knows at the end of the year I'll pull it out.
Well, I'm going to say this: I got a horse in the race. I did my grad work at Pitt and I coached at Pitt. I had the great pleasure of coaching with the great Tim Gergerich and that great basketball program with Sam Clancy and the crew, 77, 78, 79. So I got some blood, sweat, and tears in the fight, and I'm going Pitt. I'm going Pitt, and let's go 24-21. Field goal wins it.
Okay.
I'm going Pitt.
You're not going to call me at halftime and say 35-10 Penn State or something, right? I'm just checking.
The thing I have a hard – I didn't want to – I don't want to go. No, yeah. I'm not.
Okay.
But you know, I can't help but sensing in your voice
mm-hmm. –
you feel real strong about this. You're coming like you really know this is locked in.
Well, hey.
I have to admit, I'm not feeling as strong as you're feeling, but I'm a Pitt guy. So, and, you know, Joe pretty much told me to pick up my stuff and get out his locker room. So I ain't got no love laws there.
And their records for the year.
Well, I tell you what. And I'm just kind of repeating what somebody else offered. Pitt needs to win eight games. Pitt needs to win eight games and get out of this doldrum they're in. They've got to get this program up and running, and they've got to win eight games. And however they do it, so they can get themselves into a quality bowl, not the Armor Hot Dog Bowl or the I forgot my tennis shoes bowl, but to get into a real bowl game and that, in effect, will improve the recruiting situation. But I need Pitt to win eight games. And to be honest with you.
So you're going 8-4 with me, my prediction.
Yeah, and only because I've been thinking about the importance of Pitt. I mean, how much longer can they go on with these 6 or 7 wins and expect things to change? But I also think that I think Penn State wins 10 games. I think Penn State is the real deal.
Wow.
I do, and I don't think their first week was evident of what they're capable of, but I'm only going
Chris,
on
– Chris, what was their record 2 years ago? You remember?
No, I don't remember.
Okay, because I know they lost to Pitt, and then they turned around and got spanked by someone like 39-0.
Michigan State.
Was it Michigan State?
Michigan State?
But they still had a good year. Right. But go ahead, Bill.
And I think Penn State realizes that, I think they got, you know, some bone spurs about, you know, not being a part of the national final, and they got something to prove. So I think the first week is not indicative of who Penn State really is, and I think that they're going to vie for that Final Four.
Okay.
Well, speaking of, I got a question for you and Kevin, Bill and Kevin. Talking about recruiting and about Pitt. Now, if you guys got five-star son quarterback being recruited by Pitt.
Yeah.
What would make your son go to Pitt? What could that coach come into you
it's
and
not
say?
What the coach would say. It's what I would say.
Okay. What can make your son choose Pitt?
No, it basically comes down to, I think, the biggest thing, and I've never been in the position, but I would think playing time has a lot to do with it. You could go to Pitt and get on the plan. You could start playing sooner at Pitt than you would just say Penn State, Ohio State, Alabama, so on and so forth. And then you have the facilities.
So do you think that's practice a good facilities selling point and everything to get their recruiting up? Like, because basically I want to know what you guys think to get this recruiting back up. What's the answer to that?
Yeah.
Because every coach hasn't been able to crack that nut yet.
I would say three things, playing time, the facilities, and number three, for those big-time players, Pitt really has a strong track record with getting players in the NFL.
They definitely can do that.
Yeah, you know, you're talking five-star kid, right?
Right.
So having been a coach and having been a recruiter, the thing that I've always advocated for young people is that what's in your heart? What is it that you want to do? What is it that you want to accomplish? Where do you want to accomplish? How do you want to get it done? And, you know, to have to sell a kid on being a part of my program doesn't comfort me. I want a kid that wants to come to Pitt. I've always wanted to come to Pitt. I want to be the quarterback at Pitt. Whatever it takes, I'm going to be the man at Pitt. Now, those commodities that Kev offers, your playing time, how soon you play, the facilities, the how many people in the stadium, all that matters. But I want a kid that, like me, and maybe like you, Chris, from fourth grade on, I always wanted to play football at Penn State. I wanted to play football at Penn State. I wanted to play football for the Baltimore Colts. That's all I ever wanted to do. Of course, I never had a level of that talent. But from a kid's time as a kid, that's all I ever wanted to do. I want that kid. I'm going to Penn State. I'm going to be the man at Penn State. I want to make the difference at Penn State. That's the kid I want.
Can I jump in there real quick on that?
Absolutely.
I think what I told my kid 2 years ago or a year ago, he's five-star. All that, I said. You know what? I said when football's over, you got to pick a school that you would go to regardless of football.
Good point.
If you weren't playing ball, would you still go there? And you know, and Pitt was a consideration for him, but his big thing with Pitt, he said, you know what? That it's the stadium was a huge issue.
Turned off.
Yeah, he was definitely turned off by that. And I think that was probably the biggest issues that he had.
Dan Marino spoke about that.
Yeah.
About
so,
putting the stadium back on campus.
Back on campus.
Yeah, and let me say this. And I hate to see people, or I hate to hear people say this, that there's no room to put a stadium at the University of Pittsburgh.
Oh, he sends it out Assembly Park.
And I don't believe it.
Yeah,
you do what you want to do.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you want to put a stadium there, you could reconfigure a bunch of buildings, reconfigure the land.
Talking about Schenley Park would have been a good place to put it.
Right.
Well, I agree. And I think that the powers that be made a mistake. They had a thought process in mind in joining Pitt and the Steelers in a like situation, and it didn't work. And it has not worked thoroughly since the plan was put in effect. And I agree. I think everybody would have to agree a stadium on campus would make a tremendous difference. Tremendous difference. But I think someone pointed out to me that when there was a stadium on campus, they didn't fill that up.
That's what I mentioned earlier.
So,
but from a recruiting standpoint, I think it makes a big difference.
Of course, the stadium that was at Pitt that was 200 years old, you set on concrete slabs.
So was that turf, like concrete.
I saw that stadium is so old, I saw Gale Sayers run an opening kickoff back against the Steelers when he was with the Bears. I think I was 9 years old. That stadium was old and cold. I don't know how many it sat.
I don't remember that either.
That old stadium set like 61,000?
That was 50-something.
Was it something like that? But they put a lot
of Pitt Stadium?
Yeah.
It was pretty good size.
It was a pretty good size stadium, but it was old and cold. But be that as it may, I think we've got it locked in. I don't know if I asked you, Chris, are you going to the game?
Oh, I am, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Big alumni gathering?
Absolutely. We're starting Friday. Starting Friday.
That's when we'll be starting.
Yeah,
that's
why. Starting Friday, getting it in.
So I do want to get this in before it's too late.
Just to add, I looked it up. Pitt Stadium, 68,400.
That's a big stadium back then.
Yeah.
A big stadium back then. But I remember I went to a lot of games there. There was a lot of empty seats in those.
Penn State was only 70-something thousand back then.
At that time.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot of empty
seats. That's close.
I think I saw Tony Dorsett. Wasn't that his 350 game against Notre Dame at the Pitt Stadium?
was an away game. It's 303, 303 yards, I thought.
One of the games he had a big game because he ran into the end zone and stuck the ball back out as he was running in. I remember being in that end zone. You know, there was a lot of empty seats back in those days. But I wanted to get this out because I think it's important for all of our listeners to know. First of all, tremendously appreciate you guys coming in and talking Pitt and Penn State.
Thank you.
Truly thought there'd be more blood on the floor by now. Hey, Kev, next time we got to get some younger, feistier Pitt Penn State cast. These alumni Pitt Penn State cast, they ain't got no juice. But
you know, Bill, a lot of times these days too, people, you know, do their back and forth on Twitter. Maybe that's what it is.
But for whatever you want to offer, Chris, the state of your business, phone number, email address, anything you want the local people, national people to know about your company, be our guest to share it.
Absolutely. If you go to our website, it's www.cmg-ds, as in dogsam.com. If you're looking for affordable cable TV for your property or for your building, we're definitely the ones to come in contact. We offer both cable TV and internet access to major corporations, smaller businesses, and feel free to join us and come and get some additional information. And thank you guys for the opportunity, for inviting us out.
No problem, Chris. And just to let you know, Penn State, they were number 10 last week. They were number 13. So they slid like three spots.
You see how fast he turns on you?
That in there.
Yeah. You see how fast he turns on you?
You know what? Just so everyone knows, you know, there's something that we say, right? Because you said Penn State, right?
Right.
So we are what?
You are what?
What's the name of our school?
Penn State.
We are what?
I can't hear you.
Come on, play the game, man.
That's our saying that we want the world to know. We are Penn State.
Okay. Yes, sir.
You guys ever heard us say that?
Yeah.
I have.
And find some history behind that, because it's actually was the it came from the black players back in the 60s when they would not allow us to play, I think it was Alabama, I think it was in maybe the Sugar Bowl. They wouldn't allow us to play.
Okay.
And then they had all the teams, they got together, and Penn State, the white players said, hey, you know what? If they don't play, we don't play, because we are Penn State.
Cool.
But that's another reason I don't like Alabama, too.
You made that clear. Greatest Penn State player in your mind?
Blair Thomas.
That was quick. Yeah, that was quick.
Yeah.
And to the point. All right, Reg, update the folks on where you're at, what you're doing, and how they reach you.
All right, well, right now I'm working with Cash for Kids. It's a nonprofit organization, public charity from Swing Cash. You know, she
don't do that.
I'm pretty sure you know Swing. She's a basketball player, ex-basketball player. She's retired now, but she has a nonprofit charity. I'm starting to work with her out here in McKeesport to give back to the kids of McKeesport. It's a big thing for her, giving back. And she knows all the stuff I was doing for the last 18 years at Youth Places, and she knew I had left there. So it just made a sense for me to go on over and help her, because she knows I do a lot of basketball leagues. We just started up the Pittsburgh Basketball Federation, which is doing high school leagues as well as middle school leagues in the summer, helping kids in the at-risk community. And we're getting them to play against a lot of the suburban schools. They come in and we join them together, because a lot of the suburban teams wanted this, and we made it happen, because they said otherwise they would have never, you know, played against these kids. And we had a lot of good feedback from the parents liking what we're doing. So this is our eighth year now doing that, and I look forward to keep doing it. And I'd like to thank you, both of you guys, for having me on here, Kev and
sure.
Bill. And
you're welcome.
Appreciate you guys a lot, and look forward to seeing this, listening to you guys in the future.
And right? there's a rumor floating around that you might be able to get Twin Cash on the show with us.
Absolutely, and that's hopefully coming up soon.
Yeah, we'd love to have her on. I mean, without question. And you, phone number, website, anything?
Oh, yes, R. Smith. You can reach me at swingcash@swingcash.com, but my email is rsmith@swingcash.com. You can reach me there. We actually have a tournament coming up September 29th and 30th, a middle school tournament for boys and girls at McKeesport High School. Swin's going to give out some excellent awards for these kids at the end of the game. She wants to start with the middle schools first, and kids that are from 6th to 8th grade, put your best teams together and get in. Just email me that you want to get in. We're going to take the first 28 teams and go with it.
And when is that?
September 29th and 30th for this month.
Please keep me posted. I definitely want to be there. Okay. Just be a part of it. And, you know, you can let Swin know that we'd be more than welcome to have her on. Kevin, it's important to note, and you may already know this, but Reggie Smith and his organization has been a major part of basketball development for young people in Western Pennsylvania. And having worked with youth places and creating programs that affect middle school and high school kids through basketball, can't speak enough about how much you did, Reg, and working with the Urban Officials chapter and mm-hmm. facilitating the growth of Black officials in this area. So you're to be commended for that. So if you don't say Dorsett, me and you're going to have some problems.
Hey, Dorsett, my man. But if you're going to ask, see, I like to pick players I played with. If I'm going to go out on a limb, I'm going to say Chris Dolman.
Well, that ain't no problem. That's not
all
a bad choice.
Right? Yeah. My man.
Hall of Fame. Okay.
I just got to point this out. Reg played in the Connie Hawkins League for a minute, and Chris Dolman played in the Connie Hawkins League. Hey, Chris, Chris Dolman had 19 dunks in a game, and the only reason we have that stat is because Debbie Colvin, my league director, that summer had just started keeping, you know, summer league, you only keep stats. Mm-hmm. She had just started keeping stats. Chris Dolman, against a good team, at 19 dunks. He was like a grown man among grown men.
Wow. People don't know.
Man, Dolman was a beast.
Ball player.
Absolutely.
Actually,
was.
He got a when
strong
I met Chris,
as two men.
When I came to Pittsburgh, I met Chris. He took me up East Hills
right.
to a game he was playing
right.
in. And he's like, Reg, don't worry. I need to get some work in. I'm coming up here to play. Chris, he showed me a picture with him dunking on Sam Bowie in high school.
I believe it.
A picture of him dunking on Sam Bowie. But I seen him up East Hills. And he destroyed them up there.
Yeah, that's Connie Hawkins League. That was Connie Hawkins League at his finest. And Dolman was like picking and choosing. You want to offer something?
Yes. Before you two guys get out of here, one prediction that you didn't make yet. The champions for this year. College
national
football.
Champions.
National champions.
Yeah, that's
that's a tough one.
I haven't seen enough college football to make that.
Come on, man. Alabama, you know it.
No,
Alabama.
I'm definitely
it's
not
Alabama.
Going with Alabama.
It's Alabama.
I like Clemson.
You like Clemson?
Okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
They're number two this week.
I got to go with Alabama. I mean,
with Alabama?
I hate to say it, but you got to go with them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I hate to even mention their name.
That's how I feel about Ohio State.
Yeah. But I'm going with Wisconsin.
Wow. All
right, that's fun.
That's a stretch.
I think they really they're offense.
They're always knocking at the door.
I
tell you that.
They're ready this year.
One never knows. I'm not casting any aspersions on anybody. Coach at Ohio State?
Urban Meyer.
You know, there was some noise.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was a lot of noise. And then there was no noise. Then it was a three-game penalty. You know, there was a lot of noise.
That diluted three-game penalty, but go ahead.
Very.
And then there was a lot of noise about Sean Miller. Then there was a lot of noise about Sean Miller. Ain't been no noise about Sean Miller. My point is, what money can't buy me, I don't need. I mean, I'm just saying. Hey, we want to thank
prediction
for what
college national football champion.
Alabama.
Okay, well, I just want
only because you don't like.
Just want to put you on record.
Only because you don't like them. We want to take this opportunity once again to thank Chris Thorpe for being here. Chris is right down the hall, so if you need him, call us. We can find him for you. And Reggie Smith, y'all better stay out of Oakland over the weekend. It could get rowdy down there. And the Pitt boys crank it up, especially them alumni cats. Speaking of George Allen, he was a beast.
Yes.
We appreciate it. We got a big segment coming up now. Wake Aziza up in the sitting room, and Mark White is coming here to talk Pirate baseball. Get some other facts and figures for you. And we'll be right back in a moment after
this
break.
We're doing our weekly picks.
Whatever you say. Whatever
NFL.
You say. Whatever you say.
To advertise on Urban Media Today and Urban Media Today Radio, call 412-424-7045. Urban Media Today is an online blog magazine specializing in urban lifestyle, finance, entertainment, HBCU sports, and more. With 24/7 exposure and online exclusives. Email editor at urbanmediatoday.com or call 412-424-7045. 7045.